Blog Talk Radio.
Wondered what it would take to create lasting love with your soulmate, or if you don't like the word soulmate, with someone that you are so compatible and happy and passionate with. Just a little hint here, become what you're looking for, lovable. Stay tuned. Welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love mentor, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the life-transforming Love Lessons for Your Soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life's purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who just keep proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Today's guest, Gina Daniels, is the founder of the Love Attractor Program. Who wouldn't want to be a love attractor? It's a program for heart-centered women around the world. She has an innate sense of human behavior and an instinctive understanding of relationship dynamics. We really need to understand the dynamics. It's not always the other person's problems and flaws. There's a dynamic going on. Currently, she's celebrating 22 years of marriage to her soulmate after previously suffering heartbreak, and that so often happens. Gina's life mission now is to guide women to success on their love journeys. She's compassionate, loving, with a warm sense of humor, and Gina will bring you comfort in your love quest. So I'm excited to be speaking with Gina today, and there's a link for you to join her upcoming Lovable Summit, where there'll be many speakers talking about love. So I'm delighted to welcome you, Gina Daniels.
Thank you so much for having me here, Erica. It's the delight is all mine.
Well, it's really fun for me. I'm delighted to be speaking on your summit, but I find that it's really valuable for me to hear more about the host because I have an idea who the other speakers are. So just can you share with us a little bit about your education, training, obstacles you've overcome, your background, you know, and then what led you to create this particular summit?
Wow. Where do I start?
Just a little bit on your background. You know, we can get to the summit later.
Yeah, no worries. So, you know, what got me into this work was, you know, having difficult times with relationships and sustaining and finding a healthy relationship was difficult for me. I came from a background like so many of us on here that, you know, I didn't have those kind of role models. And so I grew up and went out into the big wide world and made tons of relationship And I don't want to call them mistakes because I call them experiences. I had all these relationship experiences that were not fulfilling and didn't fulfill me. And when I think back, I think, you know, why is this stuff not taught in school, right? All the important stuff, like, you know, how to find, cultivate, you know, the love of your life, a relationship that's fulfilling, is not taught. So that's a little bit about my background there. I'm a certified coach. I have to tell you, I've probably done about at least 10 different trainings. too many to be
sure.
counted at this point.
It does take a lot of training to have the wisdom and understanding from different angles.
Yes. Yeah. You know, the trainings have been priceless, but really having that life experience to understand what it feels like when you are heartbroken, to understand what it feels like when you accept a relationship that, you know, you're given breadcrumbs of love and yet you're so hungry for love that you take those breadcrumbs.
And many women particularly, but men also, will do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
yeah.
want to leave. They feel a little bit secure, even though it's totally insecure.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's difficult to break away when we're in a bad relationship because we may focus on what we do have and minimize, you know, maybe some types of abuses, and there's so many types of abuses out there. Is, you know, it's not just physical, it's emotional, it's, you know, mental abuse, it's all those things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But when we begin to value ourselves higher, when we begin to become more lovable to ourselves, is when we start to say no to that kind of behavior.
And it's so simple, but it's not so easy to get there because we just have so much background and we have this brain that goes in tracks and we get emotionally upset and all the memories. So what stages do we need to go through in order to create some kind of lasting love?
Yeah, great question, Erica. So there's really three stages that we need to go through in order to find lasting love. And the very first stage is the stage that everybody wants to conveniently skip over. and that's
right.
What I call... but, yeah, people just seem to want to go to that third stage. So I'll explain a little bit about each stage and you'll see what I mean. So the first stage is really what I call the clearing stage. And this stage
yes.
is paramount for your future relationship success. And what does that look like? It's sort of different things under this umbrella of clearing. And we want to look at things like, what patterns have we had in relationships? Like, where is there a repeat? Because if you take a look, if you actually took time to sit down and write out your patterns, you would see that there's some things that keep happening over and over, right?
Absolutely.
In the clearing stage, yeah. And in the clearing stage, we also want to have forgiveness, right? And sometimes that forgiveness is not for the other person, but for ourselves.
I think that's essential because one of the things that happens is you describe yourself like, I'm an independent person and I would never do something like that. And then you go and do this and you
yeah.
think you're going to be loved and you're not. And the person breaks up and breaks your heart. So you're beating yourself up because you did something that wasn't you or that you didn't think was you. And it's very confusing.
Yeah, Yeah. And for me, when I came out of those bad relationships, I lost trust in myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I lost trust in my own judgment, right? So you want to create a clearing there. You want to have forgiveness. And I think there's a level of acceptance that you have to come to, like, I accept this is my new world. I accept that I've, you know, that this relationship is over. I release the ties to this relationship. Like there's sort of a little bit of an energetic component too. It's a mental component, but it's also energetic that you want to release that past life.
You've explained this really well. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm working with
mm-hmm.
several people dealing with this right at this moment, you know, having to let go of something they may know intellectually that this is over, but they don't quite, there's other pieces. So that
yeah.
emotional and energetic cord.
Yeah, yeah. Letting it go, right? And there's acceptance.
Hmm.
I mean, accepting that you chose the wrong partner for you, right? You chose the wrong partner, or maybe the partner was the right partner at that time, but it's the wrong partner now, right?
Or it's the wrong partner for long term. It might have been a good partner
right.
for a short term, passionate relationship.
Exactly. What I tell, you know, most of my clients is you can pretty much go to the movies and dinner with anybody and have a decent time, right?
Right.
Right. So that's the first stage. You're going to want to do a clearing, because I look at this like building a house, okay? Would you, so when your relationship breaks up, it's almost like a missile comes and blows the smithereens out of your house, because this is your house of life. And in its place is left all this rubble. You've got all this rubble, right? So would you attempt building the house, the new house on top of the rubble? Of course you wouldn't, because it's not going to stand. It's not going to be strong. It's not going to, you know, you could build the best brick house on top of all the rubble and it's still going to fall down. So we want to clear everything out. That's so important.
That's really amazing. I love the metaphor.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So from there, you know, your next stage that you're going to want to move into is clarity, right? Like this is the stage where you get really clear on who you are. Like, who are you now, right? Because you changed. You might have gone into that relationship 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever it is for you. You have changed. So you want to get re-in touch with who you are. So the clarity is, first of all, about yourself. Like, what are your values now? Like, what do you want the vision of your life to be moving forward in the future? What do you see for yourself? What are the experiences that you want to have? Right?
Absolutely.
But that's the clarity piece. The clarity piece, too, is now you know that. Now you know that you want to get clear on, well, who is it? Who is that life mate? Who is that soul mate? Who is that partner that you want to bring in? Because you want your own clarity for them to be a match, right? So you're going to get really clear on who you want. And for so many people, they aren't really clear. Like, they might have some list like, oh, well, I want the person to be tall and I want this and I want that. But we really want to get clear on their values too. Like, what is it that we want in that partner, right? So that's the clarity piece. So that's sort of stage two, right? And then
yeah.
we go to stage three. And stage three is really all about communication, right? So that's going to be anything from, you know, how you communicate on a date, how you communicate who you are in an online, like what's your profile look like, right? That's a communication piece. When you get on the date and you, how do you talk to that person? How do you flirt? How are you authentically the best version of you and communicate that and communicate what you want moving forward, right? So there really is three very distinct stages. stages that someone needs to go through.
And one thing that you didn't mention just now is when you're doing this communication, when you love yourself, when you finally come to valuing me, then you look at someone to see, do they fit with what I need, rather than, am I good enough for them? So the way you communicate is totally much better.
Absolutely. You want to start to see, do they fit me? Do they fit me? And if they don't fit you, and you're going to meet some great people, right, that maybe they'd be a great soulmate for your best friend, but they're just not your person, right? And that's okay, right? But you know, we wouldn't go into, all the ladies on here, or even men too, we wouldn't go into a shoe store and just grab any old pair of shoes off the shelf and walk out. Like, that's so rare, right? We want to try them on. We want to see if they fit, right? And if they don't fit, just like the shoes, you know, I've done it before where I bought shoes that are too tight because I have some strange imagination that one day those maybe my feet will shrink or something.
I've also bought shoes online, sneakers, and then they show up and they're just completely wrong. Doesn't fit at all.
Right.
So
right.
That's one of the problems
right.
with online dating. You don't always know what you're getting. You know, you haven't met the person yet.
You know, that's a great analogy, Erica. Like, you know, like buying shoes online, you're putting yourself out there, hopefully, potentially meeting your soulmate online, possibly, because that is a big way that people meet today. But, you know, you're trying the shoes on. So when we go on a date, we're seeing if that person's a match or a fit. And if they're not, we just release them back. We wish them well. We wish them well.
And you even have to wish the person that broke your heart, wish them well. That's a hard one. But
you know,
when you get to that.
It's so true, right? You know, if we are in an embittered state and we spend our energy and our time and keep, you know, well, I hope this person has this happen. I hope this person had no. Wish them well, because I believe what we put out there comes back to us. So if we're energetically wishing someone harm, that to me, it's like you're kind of putting that out in the atmosphere and it could come back to you. So we don't want any of that. We just want to wish them well in their own way, right? And that's it. That's part of your release stage, right, is wishing them well.
Wow. Okay, so now someone comes to you or me and they have they've just been heartbroken and they can't believe it. How do they get over it?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that I want to tell you is if you have been heartbroken, you need to take some time, right? Sometimes what people do is they feel heartbroken and then they think, well, the instant answer is to get someone else right away so you get over it. That's not
right.
going to help you.
Right.
So first thing you're going to do is you're going to take some dating detox time, right? And mm-hmm. in that time, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to feel the feelings, right? And not try to push them away because, you know, initially we think, okay, well, if I can just like, you know, push these feelings away, like, oh, I'll make myself so busy so I don't have to feel sad that, you know, that I've now broken up with Tom or whatever, and you make yourself super busy, so you don't really allow your feelings to kind of process through you, but you're just kind of shoving them down. And so what happens is we make ourselves super busy, and then 6 months later, we feel so down and depressed and whatever because we didn't process those emotions. So part of getting over heartbreak is just feeling our feelings.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna want to take some time to, you know, to pamper ourselves, right? In that dating detox time, we're going to pamper ourselves. So that's not just physically, right? You know, I mean, it's lovely to go out and buy yourself those new shoes or, you know, jump in a bubble bath or do those kind of things that make you feel good. But also emotionally. We want to pamper ourselves emotionally. So what makes you feel emotionally good? Like, so if you're somebody who loves being around animals, then spend lots of time around animals. If you're someone that, you know, watching comedy makes you feel better, then that's the emotional elixir that you need in that moment. So pampering yourself is a really good thing, physically, emotionally. And then we also want to process those emotions and release those emotions, right? So, and release that part of our lives, right? So there is going to be a sense of sadness, because whenever we have a sense of loss about something, we feel sad. So whether that's grief, right? You know, sometimes heartbreak is about a relationship breaking up. Two, you guys don't get along anymore. And sometimes, you know, somebody's lost a partner. Partner's, you know, passed away, crossed over, and it's the heartbreak's there too with that. So pretty much it's the same steps. Also, you're going to want to spend time around people that are, you know, positive, loving towards you. These are the people that you're going to want to hang out with, you know, when you feel up to it. And I don't think putting any pressure on yourself, like really be relaxed with yourself and know and accept. There's going to be these some days that you're like, hey, you know, I don't feel so bad. I think I will go out. And there'll be some days it's like, no, I just want to, you know, a pint of Haagen-Dazs, and I want my favorite movie, and I'm sitting on this couch.
And some days I see this over and over. The person seems fine. They say all the things, you know, now I'm ready, I'm over it, no good. And then as one person did, they went out and had some drinks, and she drank a little extra, and then she texted the person. You know, that's what happens. You sabotage yourself.
Yeah.
You just sometimes
yeah.
do that. And you
yeah.
have to forgive yourself for that. It's part of the process. Eventually,
yeah.
you can get over it. You go through whatever you have to do. Hopefully not too much. Hopefully for some of us, it's quicker than other people.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Yeah, be gentle with yourself, right? So if you had too many margaritas and you end up texting your ex, like, forgive yourself for that. Like, just know that that's maybe part of your journey. Like, obviously, you want to not do that, but if it happens, just forgive yourself. And, you know, one of the big things that I want to share here that I think a lot of people don't realize is, you know, accept that you may always have some love for that person, right? To accept that maybe you love them and you will always love them, but for whatever reason, they're not good for you. And that's why you need to have a life without them. So again, that acceptance of like, okay, you know what? I might always have feelings for her or him, or I might always have a place in my heart for him. So but just accept it and know, even though you had that you will move on and have a new life and a new love that will come in.
That's really valuable. But the problem is that you can't see the new love yet. It's not in front of you. All you see is you look back and you lost something and you're heartbroken. So you have to kind of trust that there's another person coming, that you will meet someone else.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the key things in getting over heartbreak is having faith and having trust that a new love will come your way, right? A new love will come your way. I mean, you know, Erica, we live in this amazing world now where, you know, just over 100 years ago, when you wanted to date, you lived in a little town with horse and carts or whatever, right? And it was like, okay, there's four single men in this town you can possibly pick from, right? You know,
right.
Whereas now, right, we can go on, you know, online, internet dating, and it's like a catalog of people in the sky, right? Like, and you know, it's
but
not
the
even...
problem. there's a problem there because they also have this catalog of people. So we're not valuing who we meet enough because there's always another one. So you need somebody
yeah.
with values, ready to meet
yeah.
someone, wanting to meet someone.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I have some more questions. So how can we use our intuition to help guide us along our love journey?
Love the question. So, you know, I believe that our intuition is the GPS to our soul, right? It really is. And for most people, their intuition is really connected with their deep gut feelings. And I know some people, their intuition's right off the wall and maybe they get visions or whatever, but that's not for most people. For most people, it's connected to their deep feelings, right? So using those feelings, it's feedback to you to make correct decisions. So for instance, if I'm sitting on a date and I'm looking across and I've got a handsome guy, and he's telling me, you know, he's got a place in Maui and he loves watching movies and he loves traveling and all the things that I love. And what I'm seeing and hearing sounds all good, but something in my gut, my feelings going, eh, you know, this seems weird. I feel a bit off. Something's off. Like it's a feeling. That is the feeling I need to listen to because that's my intuition saying to me, hello, there may be something up here.
And part of the intuition is something that we don't realize is that they've done studies on this, that you see everything you need to see in the first, like I think it's the first 4 seconds of meeting somebody, that you see the look in their eyes, the amount of tension, the attitude. You see a lot of things, their body language, but you don't necessarily recognize that with your mind, your brain.
Yeah.
You don't realize what you're seeing, but you're seeing it. And your gut and your heart are picking it up right away. It's like antenna. So
yeah.
You have to trust. You have to trust your gut. It's hard not, you know, if you go against that.
Absolutely. And, you know, how many times have you heard clients tell you, Erica, like, you know, now that I look back, I knew there was something wrong. I knew there was something wrong on and early on.
An awful lot of people know that. And the ones that don't, maybe if they were really honest, they could look back and see, yeah, well, I guess I just overlooked it. I didn't want it to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're not always so honest with ourselves. We want it to be what we want it to be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what I believe happens is we let our head get in the way, you know, our ego get in the way, and we get into this sort of kind of controlling energy, right? We just want to make this happen. We just want to make this be the right person, right? Rather than sitting back, tuning into what our intuition is telling us. And then going from there, right? So it's great to have, you know, we obviously need to tap into our brain and to make decisions, but I think the best decisions we can ever make are a combination of brain plus intuition.
Right. Absolutely. All right. So we're almost finished. So I have one more question.
Here.
I mean, maybe more than one, but describe the process that you need to go through in dating to find the right person, because there is a process.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I think what we really need to do right off the bat is we need to be enjoying our lives and be happy in our lives, right? That's part of the process. Like, we can't, you know, too many people have giant holes in their lives, are not happy in their lives, and they want to get into the relationship with the one, the soulmate, and they want that person to fix their lives, right? So I think the first thing is with the processes, like, you know, obviously first you got to do those steps that we talked about with the clearing and the clarity and so forth. But we also want to be in our lives, like enjoying it. We want to be like maybe in a career we enjoy or be retired and enjoying that. And we need to clean up our messes, right? And I highly suggest that you clean up your messes. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're going through a divorce and you've got all these legal proceedings to deal with, you know, it's better for you to clear that up as much as possible, right? As much as possible before you launch out into the next dating cycle. And we need to be pain neutral. And what I mean by that is if we're still reeling in heartbreak, we're not in pain neutral, right? So we're in pain, right? And, you know, there's no point in dating when we're in that much pain, because we're going to get on the date, and even if we don't say something, people feel it, right? People feel it. We give off that vibe.
It's so true. You know, you think you're hiding. I remember somebody, I do a type of mind-body therapy. It's involving touch therapy. And she was so afraid to come to me for a session because she didn't want to expose herself. And her posture and everything about her mannerisms, she was totally exposed. She couldn't hide. You know, it was obvious to me and obvious to a lot of people where she was at. So you can't hide. There's nothing to hide. You have to really tell the truth to yourself and be in the space that you want to be in.
Yeah.
Happy with your life. And then you can connect with somebody and then you can see clearly.
Right.
But a lot of people, they just don't want to sit with those uncomfortable feelings.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I just thought of another question that I wanted to ask. This is something that I hear a lot. That all the good men are taken or all the good women are taken. There's nobody out there. And everybody I meet is screwed up or a loser or, you know, something wrong with them. So what would you say? Like, where are the high-quality men and women?
Wow, that's another great question. So, you know, first and foremost, you've got to take a look at your beliefs, because your beliefs will cause your mind, your subconscious, to find what you believe. So if you're walking around saying, oh, there's all good men are gone, all the good women are gone, you will exactly find that. Like, that's what, because you've almost set your little antenna to find all the bad men and women because you believe that. So
there is something in our brain called the reticular activating system, which does exactly that. Like when I bought a gray car, I saw all the gray cars in the parking lot. Now I have a blue car. I don't even notice the gray cars. I only see the blue cars. And it's amazing that that's really what happened. So I haven't really put that together with dating, that the same thing happens.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. So I hate to tell you, but there's no magic location for all the high quality men and women. They're not all hanging out at, you know, third name, right? And the truth is that each person's high quality person hangs out at a different place, right? So they're hanging out at different places, right? So if you want to meet somebody in person, and this works for online too, say you must look at your top three values. Right? You've got to look at what your top, get clear in that clarity stage. You want to look at your top three values so that you know where to look. So for instance, my top three values would be like freedom, learning, and fun. And so, well, where would I meet my soulmate? Well, I might meet my soulmate in like a seminar talking about how to have a business working from home, right? So there's somebody that's into learning because they're there. Somebody who's into freedom because they're learning how to work, you know, do a business from home. And, you know, perhaps they have, I watch their body language and they look like they're a bit of fun. So there is my soulmate, but someone else's soulmate wouldn't be there.
Well, someone else, like years ago when I went skiing, and that was a great place to meet free-spirited types of people because they would go out on the ski slope and they like to sing and have a hot toddy kind of drink. And I loved it. You know, it was social and fun. But if you're not into sports, then that's not the right place. So
exactly.
Yeah, very good point. All right. So we're kind of running out of time. So what's really important now is you to share about the upcoming Lovable Summit. What can people expect? What is it about?
Wow. So the Lovable Summit is about feeling lovable so you can discover how to call in your soulmate so that you're in a relationship where you can feel seen, you know, connected and cherished, right? So I have 20 plus, I think I'm at 25 now, 25 amazing love experts such as Erica, because she's on there.
Thank you.
And they're giving their inside secrets about, you know, how to attract that person in, how to do the clearing, how to utilize love for healing, like Erica. You know, we've got people, love experts from pretty much every avenue that you can think of that they're going to help you on this journey, right? Like this summit, and first of all, I got to tell you, it's absolutely free. So you can, you should be signing up for it right now. And listening to, you know, there's so many of the speakers have written great books. We have a really great lineup of people like John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Oh boy, we have Alana Pratt. We have Diana, who did the Love in 90 Days.
Kirshner.
Like
Diana Kirshner.
Diana Kirshner. Yeah. Diana Kirshner, who did Love in 90 Days. There's just so many. I can't even tell you them all because they're all great. Like, you know, so. But yeah, you can sign up and Lovable, it's spelled a little different. It's actually spelled the sort of old-fashioned way, which is Lovable, which is L-O-V-E-A-B-L-E summit.com.
Yes, and the link is on this page.
Oh, good.
So Gina, before we go, can you just share some words of wisdom or support or help to anybody who's listening and could use some help to get on the right course to finding the love they really want?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm going to say to you, believe it can happen for you because it happened for me. I am going to be celebrating 22 years of marriage this year to my soulmate who treats me like a queen. So, you know, if it's possible for me, it's possible for you. And just know that you can do this sooner than you think, right? And I think the other thing is, you know, just spend some time while you're single. Take advantage of this space and freedom that you have right now, really getting to know yourself and what you really want.
Yeah, that's great. And I would also add that while you're single, take advantage of these kind of summits and all these people giving you thoughts and ideas and experiences and practices. There's so much available.
Yeah, because you want to cultivate that self-love. The self-love is key to how worthy you feel, and the more worthy you feel, the higher caliber and quality partner you will draw into your life.
I think that's so important. The word worthy, if you leave with one word, feeling worthy, think of anyone who achieved anything an Olympic award-winning athlete. They felt worthy of it, and they did whatever it took to get there. So
that's
a wonderful word, and that loving yourself, being lovable. So, Gina, I'm delighted that I'm speaking on your event. I can't wait to hear what the others have to say. And it was a pleasure talking with you and hearing your philosophy and perspective.
Lovely. Thank you so much for having me. You're amazing, Erica, as everybody knows on this podcast. But thank you so much for having me. And I just want to thank your viewers or your listeners for tuning in.
Wonderful. So I can't wait to watch the summit, and we'll speak again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
And to those of you listening, I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com. Browse the site. There's lots of videos and audios and articles and links and a lot going on there to help you heal your body and your relationships and, of course, especially the relationship with yourself through love. So I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Bye for now.